Mr. Tinsdale, a woman's voice brought Alex back to reality. I am Julia Wentworth. It's a pleasure to meet you in person. Alex stood and shook Julia's hand. Please come into my office, Julia said, with a rather formal smile. I am sure that you have a lot of questions.
I certainly do, Alex responded, as the two walked into her office.
For the next 2 hours, Alex listened as Julia Wentworth explained about his great-great-grandparents and their family story.
William Farnsworth was a man that personified the American dream, Julia said. He emigrated to America in 1875 from Scotland, where his family had a farm and a small whiskey distillery.
William's father died in 1871, forcing William and his brother to leave school and run the family farm.
William was 16 at the time, and his brother was 17. They were the oldest of 7 children. I cannot imagine losing my father at that age and having to support my family, Alex responded. It must have been very hard on them.
Julia looked at Alex from across the large desk.
Yes, she replied, but in the end, it worked out well for Mr. Farnsworth and his family. William was, by all accounts, quite a brilliant businessman, even at a young age.
Julia went on to tell Alex the story of his great-great-grandfather.
William Farnsworth had been a brilliant student, quick to learn, competitive, and determined. When his father died, William and his brother were forced to run the family farm and distillery business to support their family. William was a natural salesman and took over the distillery operations while his brother managed the operation of the farm. William would spend his days looking for markets for his family's whiskey, and, within a year, he had managed to increase the sales by 50%. In the spring of 1874, Alex met an American businessman while visiting a private gentleman's club in Edinburgh while he was overseeing the delivery of his whiskey. "Excuse me, young man," a well-dressed man said as William was supervising the delivery of the whiskey. Do you work for the distillery that makes this wonderful whiskey? William looked at the man. He was an American, he could tell from the accent. Well-dressed, obviously from money.
No, sir, William replied with a sly smile. I own the distillery. Over the next couple of hours, William and the American talked about the whiskey business.
The American turned out to be Christian Black, a wealthy stockbroker from New York City. Christian explained to William that his whiskey was the smoothest he had ever tasted, and he was interested in purchasing several cases to take back with him to America. William was more than happy to oblige, and soon the two men had worked out a deal. And, 2 days later, William delivered the first 5 cases of his Scotch whiskey to Christian.